Welcome back to Cindy Palin, Music and Words, as we explore a new children's book, the inspiration, writing, illustrations, and more. We did it. We revealed the main character last Wednesday, Millie. I adore her ponytails and her pensive expression. Danielle, what in particular about the process of creating Millie would you like to share with us?
Creating Millie was a little bit of a harder process. I talked to my family and some friends and kind of got their input on what they thought about things. And I had to decide what I wanted her hair to look like and what shape to make her face and her clothes. And yeah, it was a process of trial and error, but finally I think I found something that I liked, and so we went with it.
Good for you, Danielle. I think it was brilliant for you to get people's feedback. I know when you and I were spending some time talking about what Millie should look like, we came across some details that we both thought she should have, and I thought it was neat that we had that in common. I don't want to give it away just yet, but maybe later on in our episodes we'll talk more about that. So, Millie isn't smiling, and there's got to be a reason.
Yes, that's right. Millie isn't smiling, because this book is a story about stuff that's not always so happy, but she will smile. She does smile, just not in that picture.
Your explanation really speaks to me. I just want to repeat those two lines. She will smile. She does smile, just not in that picture. And that's real life, isn't it? I thought kind of a natural next step would be to talk about the title of the book.
The first title that you sent to me for the book was When Grandma Got Sick.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that based on this beautiful character that you've created, the look on her face, her style, just everything about her. I'm wondering if we should shorten the name for Grandma and change the title to something that suits Millie a little bit more. I was thinking When Gran Got Sick. What do you think?
I think I prefer that title even more. When Gran Got Sick sounds like a great idea.
I just know today there's a real trend, isn't there, with different names for grandmothers. Of course, depending on our ethnic background, and then maybe too, just to keep it simple for our kids, so our mom's grandparents can be given a specific name and our dad's grandparents can be given another. And on that note, Danielle, are your grandparents alive? And what did you call them? If they are still with you today, you're really fortunate. And what are the names that you've given them?
Both of my grandmothers have passed away and went to be with the Lord. My mom's mom passed away when I was quite young, so I don't remember what I called her. But my dad's mom, we just called her Grandma. We were pretty formal about it. But I mean, if we did call her something else, I don't remember. But yeah, we called her Grandma.
Thanks for sharing something so personal like that, Danielle. I was thinking maybe we should ask our audience to get involved in some way. It would be wonderful to find out what other synonyms there are for our audience's grandmothers.
I think it would be great for us to get the audience's input on names for grandmas. Cindy, did you have any pet names for your grandma or anything that you called your grandma in particular?
I think the trend back then for me was to call them grandma and then follow up with their name. So I had a great grandma, Ruby. I had a grandma, Vera, and a grandma, Marie. But no shortened versions of grandma. So I was thinking perhaps we could put out a plea to our audience to share what they call their grandmother and pitch a title for us. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea to get the audience's input on a name for the book and a name for grandma.
Well, I'll make sure that we reference that in the episode details. So listeners, please stay tuned for that information so you can be a part of this. The theme of the story can be assumed. I know, Danielle, you were talking about Millie and how she wasn't smiling. And so that's going to give our listeners an idea that the topic, the theme of the book is about something that's difficult. In fact, it's a lot about sickness and grief. When the inspiration for this project began, I didn't time it to be talked about and released on the podcast at such a time as this when the world is sick and grieving together, but it is real life. I'm hoping that looking at illness and grief through the eyes of a child is going to be really special.
There are other themes and ideas that come out of this book, aren't there?
Yes, and as we continue to unfold the material in the book, I'm looking forward to developing some resources or interactive material for the children and parents and other loved ones to use so that we can process together in a creative way.
So, Cindy, you've been writing for a while, and you've written many children's books. I'm curious, what do you like about the process of writing children's books, and what about this in particular did you really enjoy?
I'm so glad you asked, my friend. One of my favorite things about this book is we don't attempt to give pat answers or a fix-all to the situation. Recently, in my mental health studies with LightUniversity.com, I heard a presenter with his master's in grief counseling say the best way to grieve with someone is to see grief through their eyes. As soon as I heard that, I knew we were on the right track. I think we're all tempted to fix people when the situation is difficult, uncomfortable, even unbearable. But this book isn't about fixing. Even the process of this book is really organic. If we're to determine a title we like in the next week or so, depending how the podcast progresses, maybe the title is going to change. There may be images that change. There may be a storyline that changes, which is all fine. Danielle, before we go, could I ask that I get a profile picture of yours to reveal midweek?
Yes, I've set up a new Instagram account that people can follow me on, that I just created as an artist space, and the username is dan.eye.elle. It's a Dan I-L. It's kind of a play on words in the spelling. And so hopefully I'll get that page developed a little bit more over time, and we'll be able to reveal some of the progress with the book drawings as well. Through that profile. So yeah, hopefully people will follow and get a chance to check things out.
Okay, so your picture is going to be there. I'm also going to reveal that picture that you've put up on your new Instagram account on my social media platforms. Thanks so much for doing that, Danielle. On that note, our audience can visit my website for our Friday blog posts. Mondays will be our podcast episodes, and Wednesdays our reveals. Also, depending on availability and time, we hope to have other guests join in throughout season 3. How long is this season? How soon will the book be released? Well, that's a topic for another episode.
Well, Cindy, I just wanted to thank you again. I've really enjoyed discussing with you about grandmas and about Millie, and I'm sure the audience enjoyed the conversation as well. And stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more information as it becomes available.
Check out the links in this podcast episode and find out how you can get involved in helping us name our new book. This is Cindy Palin. Music and words on Anchor FM by Spotify.